Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, May the 30th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know the time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we got another powerful show scheduled for you today. Brothers and sisters, just coming off Memorial Day weekend, so I want to make sure that everybody's aware. Please email me right now, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address, once again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. And pick up a copy of my new book, Genie in the Jeans. Brothers and sisters, you need a copy of this book. And by purchasing the book, regular price, $1.99, got it on sale for Memorial Day through June the 1st. Sale goes through June the 1st. You can pick that book up for $100. And once you purchase that book, you get 9 additional books of your choice free. By purchasing Genie in the Jeans, you can go to my website at masterteacher33.com, Select any 9 books that you like, and I will add them to your order. No additional charge. Now, let me say that again. Now, I got some books that I would recommend that goes with this particular volume or this particular book, Genie in the Genes, because there are books that talks about the power of the word. Books like my book, Thinking, my book, Grammaria, Grammar 2, my book, Neurotheology, How Your Brain is Hardwired for God, and how your words, your sound, and your environment creates what science calls epigenetics, which is what we talk about in the book. So you do need a copy of that book, brothers and sisters. Email me today, masterteacher33@gmail.com. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation. In exchange for that $100 donation, you get 10 books, brothers and sisters. 10 books that are guaranteed to blow your cookies. And today we want to talk about why that's so important. Because many of us are in the right purpose, but we're in the wrong niche. Wow. Let me say that again. Many people, myself included, you may be in the right purpose. You may have the right diakonia, but the wrong destiny. Let me say that again. Many people have the right diakonia, but the wrong destiny. You could be in the right state, but you're in the wrong city. And so many of us, my brothers and sisters, we really struggle with over and understanding the importance and the magnitude of actually oscillating and vibrating in our right niche. Now, we've done many shows on nicheology, so we're not going to break down that as far as, you know, getting into the esoteric meaning of what niche is in nicheology. But simply to state, your niche is your most persistent problem. Let me let that resonate for one moment so that you can understand the magnitude of the statement. Your niche, my brother, your niche, my sister, is your most permanent problem. Now, I gotta let it marinate. It's gonna take a few minutes for it to actually register. Your niche is your most predominant. Reality is made up of, as we talked about before, this ideal or this understanding of words. And behind every word, there is a tone or a frequency or a wave or a vibration. And it is the principle of resonance. This principle of resonance states that behind every conscious thought, there is an unconscious brick. And this brick will bust you in your head. Meaning that your conscious thought means nothing. The unconscious brick means everything. So your conscious purpose means nothing if you got an unconscious niche. So the principle of resonance is so profound that the principle of resonance states that behind every wave of vibration, everything that's in existence is composed of a particular sound or language. But the principle of resonance state, as we talked about when we broke down the word, like the word abracadabra, it says I create what I speak, when it really it says I create what the word speaks, what your resonance speaks. So your resonance is the most powerful thing on earth. So your resonance is your most persistent thought. And your resonance is so powerful, brothers and sisters, that it overrides everything else. But it manifests in our life, but not in our head. Let me say that again. The principle of resonance, it manifests in our life, but it misses our head. So there's stuff in your life that you don't even probably got there. So you got the right purpose, but you're in the wrong niche. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So my purpose, I'm fulfilling my purpose right now. My purpose is I am a didactic teacher, and I am a creative, caring, compassionate communicator. So as a creative, caring, compassionate communicator, it is my job, my brothers and sisters, to make sure that what am I going to be creative? What am I going to be caring? What am I going to be compassionate about? The mere fact that I can state my purpose means nothing if I don't know my niche. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure you understand what I just said, brothers and sisters, because, again, this is profound. It is one of the most dangerous statements that can be that can be made. And the reason why I can make that statement is because I've already been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I've already lived the statement. I've already had my wrong. I've already been in my right purpose. I've known my purpose for years. And the whole time I knew my purpose, guess what? I had the wrong niche. Now, I've talked about this before because many people think that their gift is their niche. And so, meaning that what you have learned, your innate skills, and I have found out the hard way, that what I've learned over the years is actually a liability. It's not an asset. So many people put emphasis on things that are liabilities instead of things that are assets. Now, we have not been taught this. That's the reason for today's show and the reason for everything that I do. So everything that I do is designed to actually assist you with avoiding some of the pitfalls and some of the mistakes that I've made. Now, most people are like me. Most people are, you know, they're like, yeah, I'm going to figure this shizness out for myself. Doc, appreciate you, bro. But you know what? As for me and my house, I'm going to figure this out for myself. So most of us go through life and we don't listen. We're not even concerned with listening. And so the average person, I say Joe, but, you know, Joe's a bad term. The average person goes through life and what they do is the same thing that I did. So let me be crystal clear on what I did. I can't speak for anybody else. I can just speak for myself. So I've been on this journey since I was, you know, became cognitive or aware. That was right about, I would say, about the age of, you know, I can't really go back any further than the age of 8. For whatever reason, I don't really remember anything before then. Some people can go out and back. They can remember when they was 4, 5, and 6 years old. I don't remember what happened in my life at that age. People tell me, oh, you was bad. People tell me when I walked and when I did this, but I don't remember it. So from the date that I was a little young hatchling, I was walking around and I noticed that my disposition was different from everybody else. Now I've learned that I'm an empath. That's what they call people like me. Now, when I was a kid, I didn't know I was an empath. You know, I just knew that I sensed and I felt things and I could see things that other people couldn't sense, couldn't feel, and couldn't see. So I didn't understand why they couldn't see what I was telling them. And, you know, the family child molester would show up, you know, Uncle Blank. And every time Uncle Blank showed up, you know, I didn't want to hug Uncle Blank. I didn't want to hang around with Uncle Blank. I didn't like Uncle Blank. And everybody was mad at me. They said, how come you don't like Uncle Blank? Because I know Uncle Blank is a freaking pedophile. And then there were certain other people in the family that I just intuitively knew. And so my intuition was beat out of me, or I was ostracized, so I stopped operating as an empath. And I put that on the shelf because I realized growing up, you know, that you were supposed to be seen and not heard. And being a black man in America that cries a lot, that was loving and compassionate and wanted to, you know, nurture animals. If you wasn't out killing something, if you wasn't cursing somebody out, if you wasn't mean mugging somebody, if you wasn't a little thug in training, then you got your ass where I was from. And so as a young kid, you know, my mom died, I moved to Richmond and started growing up. And then I just went from bad to worse and then got into, you know, right outside of Houston and Katy and, you know, and Broadgate, Sugar Land area, growing up in that, what people now is called the hood. You know, you can go to Third Ward, Fifth Ward, and it's crazy, man. It's a war zone out there. So growing up, brothers and sisters, I had to find something to do. It was interesting because you're born, at least I wasn't. I wasn't born with an owner's menu that told me this is your life. Now, get the dominant culture, and most people are in the dominant culture, they're born into a family business. The grandfather's grandfather's grandfather passed this down, and so they just walk right in. If they want, they could go to school and be doctors and lawyers. They had options. When I was in school, I didn't have no options. It's interesting because I didn't even think about, you know, what people think about now. All I thought about was survival. I just thought about where I was going to eat, where I was going to sleep. So I was focused on survival. Everything that everybody else does today is like, as a child, I didn't understand that. Like, I see children today, you know, and it's crazy. I mean, it's great. It's great, man. It's great that children grow up with not the way I did. But I can't relate to going play. I don't know what that – I never played. Like, what do you do to that? Dude, you know, he's like, you trying to see who's mean mugging you so that way they couldn't catch you by yourself and beat the snot out of you. So I was worried about those things. I wasn't worried about, you know, grades and school. And that was my purpose. My purpose was survival. And then I survived past the 18, and then I realized, like, oh, shit, what do I do now? I need to find my right purpose. So I went into the military because I couldn't go to college. You know, the only jobs that I had was fast food jobs. Like, I had a job at you know, as a janitor. Then I had a job working at, you know, Wendy's flipping burgers. And I was like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I need something to do. But I talked to the gurus in my neighborhood, and they was drug dealers, or, you know, they was thugs. You know, they was beating their wives and, you know, smoking ganja and all this other stuff. And I was like, I don't want to do that. So I was looking for somebody to give me purpose, somebody to tell me, Brother Will, you are on earth to do blank. And nobody could tell me that. Every man I went to, every woman I went to, they just told me, you know, hey, love God, brother. Then everybody said, hey, dude, this is what you do. This is the secret. Go to college, get an education, get a job, and you good. Guaranteed, bro. You get that degree, you get a college, go to college, man. Well, college wasn't an option for me because I barely graduated from high school. I was a functional illiterate. See, nobody knew I couldn't read or write. I was good in football, and I was okay, so I was able to skate by, but nobody really knew that I could not read and write. So I knew that school wasn't my purpose because I'm not good at it. I heard that your purpose, that's what you're good at. Now that I'm in my purpose, now I realize that your purpose is what you suck at. Now, people tell me, see, now, I'm not a trained orator. If you went to Toastmasters, or if you put me up against some type of linguistical specialist, if you brought a professional speaker in here, if you brought somebody, you know, like a Tony Robbins or a Les Brown, you know, my you know, verbal linguistical skills are lacking. And then if you would take my 50 books that I've written, and if you would take them to Harvard or Yale's English department and have them go through my books and look for it to make sure that it meet the proper prose and it had all of the correct grammar and that was a predicate before each subject and that everything that I was supposed to be doing was grammatically correct. If you did that, brothers and sisters, you would find that my books are lacking severely in the grammatical, the correct grammatical structure. If you were to take my one-on-ones and my psychological approach and the way that I do spiritual therapeutics, and if you would put me next to Dr. Phil, and if I had my own show called Dr. Will, you could watch Dr. Phil and then watch Dr. Will, you would see that my psychotherapy is a little unorthodox. You would see that somebody would call me and they would be suicidal, and I would tell them, well, hey, you might as well, you ain't got nothing to live for. Yeah, go and go kill yourself. See, that's not good therapeutic advice. So my therapeutic advice is a little different. See, you will find, brothers and sisters, that what I have is not what the tradition has. So what real purpose is, what I've found, is that what you're looking for is a misnomer. Because when I found what everybody told me that I should have and what I should do, I was dissatisfied. That's why I left. That's why I've had 63 jobs. Well, actually 68 and counting. Because, see, like I've been telling you guys for years, all you got to do, if write down your dream, email it to me, and then I'll help you fulfill your dream, and I guarantee you when you get it, you won't want it. Because, see, you brought into the dominant culture like I did, and the dominant culture tells you what your dream is, and so you think that's it. And so you go out and you get a job. You get a house. You get a picket fence. You get the wife. You get the 2.5 kids. You get the dog. You get all that stuff, and then you come home, and your ass is unhappy. Because that ain't your purpose, bruh. That ain't your purpose. Your purpose is not a person. The person adds to the purpose, but the purpose is not the person. I see women that are broken because they married the wrong person, thinking that person would fulfill their purpose. A person is not your purpose. You can dedicate yourself to that person if you want to. That people will destroy you. People will let you down. People will hurt you. People will misuse you. People will abuse you. But your purpose will edify you. Your purpose will restore you. Your purpose will validate you. Your purpose will lift you up. The only time, the best time of my day is when I'm doing this. Because why? This is my purpose. The hype, sisters, just like everybody else. And I thought that, okay, if I got this car, if I got that house, if I got this girl, if I went to that church, if I did this, if I did that, I would be a happy man. And guess what I found out? I was worse off than I was. Like the Bible says, they will cross land and sea to make one proselyte. And when they do, that individual is 3-4 more candidates of hell than he was before his conversion. Purpose. See, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask the thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the creator of the thing. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, don't ask the thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the creator of the thing. Aider of the thing established the purpose of the thing. So I had to go to the creator. And then I found that the creator hides himself, or the creator expresses himself, or the creator exposes himself as math, as music, and as language. And then I found out that there are little creators who mimic the big creator, and the little creators now has usurped the authority, or they put themselves in the place of the big creator. So now the little creators, the Anunnaki, the little G's, they are now, they've hijacked the frequency. Now everybody has a hexagon, they have a hexagram, they have a hexachord. That's one of the books that I recommend that you get with the free book after you make the purchase today. And please remember, go to the website. Very important. 10 books, most of these books that, again, if you are a sharp, if you are sharper too than I, all my books that I got on my website for $499, all the expensive books that you like, but yeah, I can get books like Being God, the book like Christian, that 400-page book, the book like Metaphysics of Christ Consciousness, 400-page book, 7-hour workbook, that book sells for $499. You can get that book for $10. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but $10 is a lot less than $499. Last I checked. You can get 10 books for $100. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Pick out the 9, I should say, books that you like. Purchase the one book, Genie, in your genes, because when you read that book, it's going to really help you understand why you need the other 9. Email me at masterteacher33.com today. Email me today at masterteacher33.com. @gmail.com, masterteacher33.com, @gmail.com. I know it's long, but hey, I had to find something that was appropriate to fit from a marketing and a branding perspective. So once you email me and say, hey, Doc, these are my 10 books, I'm going to tell you, hey, go back to the website, click on the link that says donation, make that $100 donation. I'm working on the book right now, just about done. Again, I'm just trying to go through it and move as many errors as possible. Because in this book is gonna help you understand how your niche is already established for you. Because in this book, I break down, and I can't tell you the words, what it is, but all I can tell you is that there is a resonance that unlocks your DNA. And it's only unlocked when you either see something, That is what is called a sigil. Now, a sigil is a symbol or it is a logo that has mystical or magical properties. Now, the word magic just simply means magnetic. It just simply means I'm attracted to something. Now, we get our panties in a wad because we don't understand the basic understanding, many of us, of the etymology of words. So magic is not mystical, just like electricity is not mystical. Electricity and magnetism is two sides of the same coin. Light is electromagnetic. So if light is electromagnetic, brother, if light is electromagnetic, sister, what does that mean? That means that one side is elected. The word electric. Look at the word electricity. You see the word elected. Those are God's elect. Then the other side of light is magnetic. That is the word magic net. That is the net that God created. It is a magic net to capture the other light beings that are not his. This is talked about in John chapter 10, where Yahushua says, hey, I'm coming back for the lost tribe. I'm only coming back for the tribe, for the lost sheep of the tribe of Judah. So if you ain't in the tribe of Judah, you're in deep kimchi. Well, then Yahushua says, well, you know what? After I get my sheep, I'm coming back for the other shepherd. Hey, that's good news. That good news for me, since I'm not part of the tribe of Judah. Hey, that means that that's hope for me. So, and the way that he's going to do it, he says that now there are, in my book, I break down five times in the history of the earth, based upon Helios Biblios of the Bible, there has been a genetic reset. Five times that the Father has genetically reset the code and the codex, if you will, of the world. Five times. Five times the Father reset the code and the codex. Now, I need you to think about that. So, the Bible talks about at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall arise. So, at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall arise. Now, that's a cookie blower, because that is what is called a reset, a genetic reset. Your DNA is going to be regened. He's not going to leave it up to you. He's going to do it himself. The reason Noah was spared, because he was a righteous man. And let me rephrase that. The reason that Noah was spared is because of he was baptized in Jesus' name. And the reason that Noah was spared, Noah and his family, is because they say 15 Hail Marys and they throw some sage over their left shoulder. And the reason that Noah was spared is because they walked around in circles and they sprinkled some chicken blood on conjured up some demons. And the reason that Noah was spared is because he was perfect in his generations. That's what Helios Biblia said. That's what the Bible said. Noah was spared because he was perfect in his generations. He was perfect in his genes. His genes was re-rated for that entity, for that deity. So if your genes are not re-rated, brother, if your genes are not re-rated, sister, I don't care how many Hail Marys you say. I don't care who name you come in. I don't care how much sage you throw over your shoulder. This is a genetic. God is a genetic engineer. He expresses himself in your genetic code. And your niche, your purpose is to find your Dear Kinnear, which all you got to do is just order your Dear Kinnear report. Now, if you join the Clarinomics program, that comes with the program. Or you can go to the website and make a $300 donation. We'll give you a 600-page Dear Kinnear report. That tells you your purpose. So you know exactly what your purpose is. You ain't got to walk around guessing no more. Now, once you find your purpose, let's go to option next problem, got your niche. See, everybody says, you know, hey, your niche is like, if my purpose is to train dogs, okay, you should ask me the question, Brother Will, what breed of dogs are you going to train? Well, I'm going to train Doberman Pinschers. And you say, okay, that's great, Brother Will. What gender of the Doberman species Doberman Pinschers are you going to train? Well, I'm going to train male. Okay, Brother Will, like what age are you going to, of the dog? Brother Will, are you going to take puppies? Are you going to take a one-year-old? Are you going to take five-year-old Dobermans? What? You're Doberman Pinscher trainer. So we know you're not only, okay, the dog trainer, gotcha. Okay, Dobermans, okay, we got that. Okay, male Dobermans, okay, we got that. Okay, now you're going to train, okay, 1 year and up, you're going to train these Dobermans. Okay, we got that. Okay, but what are you going to train my Doberman to do? You're going to train him to jump? You're going to train him to skip? You're going to train him to roll over? See, your niche, brother, your niche, sister, is what you've narrowed down by asking yourself that question 7 times to get to your niche. You have to ask the what question 7 times, the same way you got to ask the why question 7 times to get to your problem. So let's say, okay, my man cheats on me, okay? If I'm counseling somebody, say, man, my man cheats on me, doc. Okay. Why your man cheating on you? Well, I don't know, doc. He just seems unsatisfied or distant or lost. Why does he seem unsatisfied or distant? I don't know. He just seems like, you know, he just seems like he don't have any confidence. Okay. Well, why don't your man have confidence? Well, I don't know, doc. I just know that, you know, I know he had a rough childhood and he came up, you know, I think his mom and dad used to beat him or something. I don't know what happened to him. Something happened in his childhood. You know, now we're on number 5, okay? Well, why do you think, or what happened in his childhood that affected him, or why was he beaten as a kid, or why did whatever happen in his childhood? Well, they say he was a rambunctious kid, or he was putting off. You see what I'm saying, brothers and sisters? If you ask the question why 7 times, that 7th answer, that is what is called your negative habit pattern. That is what is called the cause. See, everybody I know, they don't ask that question 7 times. Everybody I know. They'll ask it 4, maybe, if you catch them on a good 5, but they won't ask them last 2 because the devil's in details. The devil knows that he ain't going to allow you to go that deep. See, I'm a didactic teacher. Most people can't stomach. They can't listen to my shows, man. My shows are boring. They're slow. I break down words that you claim you already know until you hear my definition of the words. You're like, oh, shizness, I didn't know that's what it meant. Yeah, you got to look it up, homie. So didactic teaching requires you to go 7 layers deep. That's why most words I go, I always go at least 5 layers. I go into giving you the 5 Greek words that give us the 1 English word. Why? It's didactic. So if you can tell me, Brother Will, I know, like my purpose is, as I told you guys, I'm a compassionate, caring communicator. Okay, Brother Will, that is off the chain, homie. That's off the hizzle for shizzle. However, what the hell are you going to be compassionate and caringly communicating? Well, I'm a compassionately and caringly communicate to people. Everybody on this planet has worth and value, and they can find that in the form of their purpose. Okay, but Will, that's off the hizzle, man. That's off the plantation. So, let me ask you again. What are you going to say or teach us to help us find our purpose? What are you going to do? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do enough research, and I'm going to find something that's beyond a personality report. I want to give people more meat than just something that's, you know, tickles their ears. I want to give something that goes deeper. I want to give them what I call theomathematics. Theo means God. Mathematics is the numerical expression of the characters of God. So God placed a character or a characteristic of himself behind each number in each letter. So if you can understand the characteristics of God, you can understand learning. Now, my name, again, W-I-L-L. W has character. I has character. L has character. L has character. That character comes from God. If I can understand that, then that makes up that's my genetic code. And so my DNA only responds to my voice. Somebody else can come up to me and say, hey, you are a doctor. My DNA going to say, we don't recognize that frequency. Go back to sleep. This is called intonation. Nobody can intone it to me, bruh. Nobody can intone it to me, sis, unless you give them that power. That's called, again, a reverend, terms of endearment that turns off your DNA to allow somebody else to turn it on. Now, there is nothing wrong with having somebody or giving somebody the right or the authority to speak into your spirit. Just make sure you know who the hell you've given that authority to. Because they then have the power to turn on your genetic code and to turn it off. That's why somebody can go and I can say something to you and piss you off. Somebody can say nothing to me and it has no effect. Because I'm not saying it to myself. It is only what I speak. My body responds only to my voice. That's my niche. My niche, brother, my niche, sister, is I'm put on planet Earth to resolve the most persistent problem that I had in my life. So are you. And the most persistent problem that I've had in my entire life that's been following me around like a bad habit is I didn't know what the hell to do. I didn't know what to do. Then I had another problem. It was called error. Everybody in my corner, they taught things, but what they taught was not scripturally sound. So there's two demons I shoot on sight. I don't talk to them. I don't coddle them. I don't sing kumbaya to them. I don't hang out with them. There are two dispositions that I destroy on sight. That's ignorance and lack of purpose. I hate seeing a black man walk around that don't know what the hell he's doing and why he's here. Now, I just can't walk up to somebody and tell them that because they're not going to believe you. They're not going to allow you to speak into your life, so you got to model it in front of them. I got to put myself in front of black men and white men and blue men and green men at this point, any man and any woman. And then I model purpose in front of them. And then they look at me and they say, hey, that fool looks like he knows what he's doing. Let me go ask him. And then they'll watch my shows. They'll go to my YouTube page. And they'll listen to my voice. And there's something in my voice that says, I think he might know a little bit what he's talking about. He comes across sometimes a little arrogant, a little cocky. You know, he do a lot of yelling and screaming. And, you know, he seems like, you know, but, you know, he do got some nuggets in there. So let me listen to another show. And they'll listen to a show, and if they can stomach it, you know, they'll get through the 30, 40 minutes of the show. There is something in the show that draws people back. That's called purpose. And then the thing that gets people to go in their wallet and take out their money and go to my website and make a $100 donation to buy a book called Genie in the Genes is called niche. Now, I've spent 20-plus years researching biology and theology and marrying the two together. Everybody told me it couldn't be done. It's called theobiology. People told me that what I do couldn't be done. It's called cleronomics. You can go to Google and type in the word cleronomics, and the only thing that comes up is my name. Because everybody told me that you cannot create heaven on earth. You cannot do that. Even though it's in our Father's prayer, it's just in there for GP. People told me that you cannot establish the economy of heaven. You cannot establish the Morning Star administration here amongst the Falling Star demonstration. You cannot do that. You cannot carve out a piece of heaven on earth, as they told me. And then I found my right niche. Now, up until about, I would say about 3 months ago, I had my wrong niche. I was a teacher. I've been telling you, that's why I got the name, Master Teacher 33. I thought I was a teacher. Now, there's a difference between a teacher and a communicator. And see, I thought I was a 33 and a 6. That's what I've been doing since I found purpose. And then I came up with this life optimization chart that I have inside your Beginning Report. So you might want to go read that again. Because I took the numbers and I put them in reverse. And then I also found, again, the number that is visible by the four numbers of the Dear Kinnear Report. The most predominant number solved the most persistent problem. Somebody should write that down. This will save your life. That statement I just made will save your life. Your most predominant number, mine is a 3. So all my life, up until 3 months ago, brother, 3 months ago, and I'm damn near 60 years old. So you mean to tell me I had my right purpose in the wrong freaking niche? Yes. That is why I have not been as successful as I should be. That is why I've been unhappy. That is why I'm not optimized my life. That is why my tap, my time, my attention, and my production has been off. So I have not been able to reach the top to totally optimize my purpose. You must be able to tap, use your time, T, your attention, A, to produce, brother, to produce, so to not consume. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing right now today that is producing something that benefits somebody else more than it benefits yourself? Please answer that question. What are you going to do today that's going to benefit somebody else more than it benefits yourself? What are you, not your mother, not the father, not the reverend, not the doctor, not the bishop, no, you, brother. No, let me rephrase that. I'm talking to myself. I'm pissed off today. I'm pissed off. I was going to say, I'm pissed off. Well, Brother Will, why are you pissed off, bro? I'm pissed off, brother and sister, because I'm behind an 8-ball. I'm actually, not as, the Bible says that you should not think more highly of yourself than you ought. See, I've been doing a little too much thinking highly of myself. I've been walking around there thinking that my dookie don't stink. So I had to eat some, I've been eating a lot of humble pie lately. And it's weird because people can look on the outside and it's, they say, hey, well, Brother Will, hey, man, you're looking good, bro. You lost a few pounds, man. You got a couple of dollars in your pocket, man. I see you at home, man. You're working on your marriage, bro. Man, things are going good, man. You see in the light, bro. Deep on the inside, my black ass is miserable. Why? Because I'm measuring myself against the standard. I went to work out with my daughter this morning, and we are exercising in the gym. And I'm looking at my daughter and I'm realizing, bruh, you're not meeting the freaking standard. I'm not an example for my daughter. I'm not a better example for my daughter. I should be a better example for my children's children. I got to grind. But the Bible says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I ain't got an inheritance for my damn self. How in the hell am I leaving an inheritance for my children? Let alone their children. So I'm sitting around here freaking playing church, man. I got to get my black ass busy producing something that benefits people more than it benefits myself. See, satisfaction is the father of ignorance. You got to be very careful, man. You get into a place where you get satisfied, get your ass out. Because that's Lucifer. He wants you to be coddled. He wants you to be a mama's boy. He wants you to sit there and watch TV all day. He wants you to sit there with your nose, with your thumb up your butt. Brother Will, I'm not talking about nobody. I'm talking about myself. Now, you guys know this is my message. This is what God gave me today. I'm just sharing it with you. This message does not apply to anybody except me. I'm the one that got children who got grandchildren that have children that I need to find out. You need to be in a position, a good man. The Bible says, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. It says, husbands, love your wives the way Christ loves the church. And Christ was willing to die for the church. Are you willing to die for your wife, bro? I'm not meeting the standard, brothers. I'm not meeting the standard. Now, I can pair myself to Jim Bob down the street. Yeah, I look pretty good. I walk outside, look at my neighbor, and I say, yeah, I look better than my neighbor. I make more money than my neighbor. So, hey, I'm the bomb. I go back in the house and watch TV. Right, dear Keneal, wrong destiny. You could have the right purpose, but you could be in the wrong niche. I am a creative, compassionate communicator. I am a 3. Because you can take the number 3 and divide it into the number 3. You can take the number 3 and divide it into the number 6. You can take the number 3 and divide it into the number 9. So therefore, the number 3 is divisible into all of the numbers on my Dear Canary Report. So the number 3, the most, the number that can be divided into the most numbers on your report is the number that will destroy the most predominant problem in your life. So it is my creativity that breaks the yoke, not my teaching. Now, can I do both? Damn, Skippy, that's what I'm doing now. That's why you will find me creatively. Look at the topics. People ask me all the time, Doc, how the hell do you do 2 shows a day? I've been doing 2 shows a day for 10 years. I used to do 3 a day. Do you know how many books I got in the freaking garage that's not even written yet? I got a constant download because I'm a creator. I'm a co-creator with the creator, but I'm a creative creator. I think outside the box. And then you got to be very careful, brothers. You got to be very careful so the enemy knows this. He don't want you to hook up with somebody like me because, see, I'm a little radical. See, my faith right now is radical. Because, see, it's either death or destiny for me. I don't have a safety net. I don't want no safety net. I'm doing a high wire act, and I'm gonna succeed and win, or they're gonna bury my black ass in a box, and I don't want anybody crying over me, because I chose this route. I don't want to have no safety net. I don't want to have a fallback plan. I ain't got no option B, bro. I ain't got no fall. Brother Will, what's your fallback plan? I ain't got no fallback plan. This is the only road that I'm going down. Your right purpose is your life path number. Meaning, that is your purpose. Very simple. Anybody can take the date of birth, your date of birth, if I can say it right. You can add the numbers in your date of birth. I don't care who believes in numerology and don't believe, that's freaking irrelevant. You don't believe in numerology, man, read the book of Job. Go look up what the hell the Mazel Ruth is that's mentioned inside of your Bible. Why does the Bible say that the heavens declare? The heavens declare. That means that they freaking saying something to you, but you're not listening. The heavens declare the handiwork and the glory of God. You want to talk to God? Take your ass outside and look up at the skies. That's all you got to do. So I'm not debating cretins no more about the validity of numerology. I'm past that. I'll leave that for, you know, other people to do. Point in your life when you don't want to play church no more, you want results, brother. You want results, sister. You want production. And you're going to spend all of your time and all of your attention either producing, or you're going to spend all of your time and all of your attention consuming. I'm tired of being a consumer, leaving a freaking trail of destruction and trash everywhere I go. Now I want to be an asset instead of a liability. I want the fact that when you say my name, that people say, yeah, that's a good brother. That brother will help you. I want to be an asset, not a liability. And the only way to do that is I got to be in my right purpose at the right time with the right attention, with the right production, so that I can totally optimize my purpose, which is going to trickle down and allow me to express and expose my niche. Now, brothers and sisters, is there anybody that don't know what their niche is right now? Like I said, I did Brother Romans live on the air. I think I got Brother Jasper coming up next. Then we're going to do Dr. Spam. Anybody don't know exactly what your niche is, let me tell you what it is right now. Or you can email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'll tell you, what's your most persistent problem? What was mine? Remember, I'm a functional illiterate. I have no purpose. I have 68-plus jobs. Run around like I live my life like a freaking banshee. I don't even know what the hell a banshee is, but that's how I live my life. My first wife, man, put her through hell and back. I was starting to do the same shit with my second wife. I'm like, hell no, I ain't running no more. I see, I'm a runner, bro. I'm a runner. Every time shit hits the fan, I get pack my shit and run. I'm a runner, trained to run. But one day, brothers and sisters, you got to stop running. One day, you got to stop running. You got to draw the line in the sand. You got to look yourself in the mirror. You got to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve my purpose. I'm going to find my niche. I'm going to fulfill my calling. I'm going to do what God has called and gifted me to do. Now, be careful when you make that statement. Because remember, you cannot stay where you are and fulfill your destiny. Let me say that again as I close. Father, touch the minds of your people. People don't understand this statement. You probably won't understand this neither. When your dream shows up, I guarantee you, you're going to have a problem. Because your dream requires you to leave your current reality. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Your dream requires you to say bye-bye to your current reality. Now, look around at your reality right now. Remember, there's four areas: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Your dream requires you to leave your current financial status, hopefully for a better one. Now, when I say leave, I'm not talking physical. Remember, I'm a metaphysician. I deal with resonance. I was talking to a client. I think it was Brother Rome, and I was telling Brother Rome, now, most people don't know how to take their emotions out of their words. Let me say that again. Most people don't know how to take the emotion, energy, energy, entity, entity, energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, for genie. Genie, take him out, man. Your inner genie. That's why you got to get this book, man. Because most people, your genes are turned on by your energy. But it's your entity, which is your energy, which is your inner genie. But somebody else knows how to operate your genie, and they controlling your genes, not you. That's why your husband or your wife can come to your house right now and say something to you, and your whole life will be over. Your supervisor on your job could come in there and tell you you fired, and you'll be crying like a newborn baby, not knowing that that's the greatest thing that happened to you. You free now to go get you a real job, or guess what? Start your own business. When adversity shows up, I'm excited because I know, guess what? My blessing is right around the corner. It's always the darkest, right? It's before the sunlight. Brothers and sisters, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, or power, love, and a sound mind. I broke those three down with my Clarinomics group. If you're part of my Clarinomics group, you need to make sure you listen to that message that I did. I think it was Clarinomics class number 7. If you're not a part of the Clarinomics group, again, I'm going to do something that I probably shouldn't do, but hey, spirits say do it, so I'm going to do it. Anybody that's listening to this show and want to be a part of the Clarinomics program, that program costs $5,000, 5 G's. In the spirit of Memorial Day sale, anybody that want to join the Clarinomics club that's not already a member, we'll give you 50% off. Up from now until June the 1st. June the 1st, that's it. Anybody that's listening to this show, say, Brother Will, I heard on your show that I could join the Clarinomics Temple Building Program. That's, you get over 50 books. You get one-hour show every day for 365 days. We find and we break your negative habit pattern, and we replace it with your life-sustaining pattern. This is one of the most dangerous programs because it brings up all of your negative habit patterns. People, when that demon comes to the top, they're not ready to let him go. If your demon is porn and he comes up and now you got to let go of that porn, if your demon is sugar and now you got to stop eating sugar, but guess what? I'm going to replace that demon with an angel called a life-sustaining pattern. So we're going to replace the old paradigm and the old pattern with a new one. Brothers and sisters, that is the key. What is the new one? Your destiny in the form of your diaconia and your purpose. In the form of your diaconia. It's your diaconia, your destiny, which is your purpose and your niche. With those two things, you can override any negative habit pattern. Why? The word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, number one, soul, number two, joint and marrow, number three, And it is a discerner of the thoughts, number four, and the intents, that's the resonance, the thoughts and the intents of the heart, number five. Five layers deep, brothers and sisters, the word of God will go five layers deep, and it will regenerate and regene. Noah was spared because he was perfect in his generations, in his genes that was re-rated. You must be perfect in your genes too. Please go to the website, masterteacher30.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation. Order the book, Genie in the Genes. Pick out the other nine books that you would like. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So that way we can get those books out to you. My brothers, my sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you at the top in eternity.
Because now everybody is shell shocked and they have trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basic, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusion still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Roderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the dot in.
Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming off too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for that Santa tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. It's for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fede home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. Until I'm selling at the venue.
This be Jola, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah.
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in.